Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you so much, Dave Solomon, and I'm so glad you brought that up. A vision that is all of jazz. Now, someone actually had the temerity to write publicly on my Facebook page yesterday, "Well, Trish, isn't all jazz hybrid?" Yes, that is true, but we want to make the differentiation here between this particular show and any subgenre of jazz that some may dwell on. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? All right, we'll go into that later, but yeah, that really does bear some discussion. We'll do that in the next couple of days or so, but right now we have a guest, and let me enumerate all of who this lady is. Singer, composer, arranger, educator, author, and ladies and gentlemen, engineer.
Not engineer.
No. Oh, you are. You are. You're an orchestrator of all that's good and positive. Ladies and gentlemen, Gabrielle Goodman.
Yay! Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. I claim everything that you said except engineer.
Oh, come on. It just sounds so great. Just put it right there next to author.
No. I would love to sit behind the mixing board and really mix all of my songs. And, I mean, I can mix them, but, you know, do the real hands-on stuff that my guys, whom I rely on, do so well. But I am not an engineer. But that's all good because I claim everything else, and I'm happy for that and happy to be here and share with you today.
I am so glad because there is something really cool in your voice that indicates that we've got some good news. So please, oh, my God, we'll go at this slowly, mind you, Gabby, but we cannot have enough good news these days, as you know.
Yeah. There's so many crazy things going on, but I'm here. I'm happy to be here to share with you information about my new upcoming CD called Spiritual Tapestry. It's going to be out late November, around the 27th, and it's got some great pieces on it. We took traditional Negro spirituals and gave them a jazz twist. Some of the songs are really in the straight-ahead jazz tradition. About three of them are in the straight-ahead jazz tradition. Others are a hybrid. Hello, we're talking about hybrids. And yes, we can do that.
Yes.
They've got a little bit of stride. You know, like there's one song that has my brother David playing stride piano on it, but the rest of it's got like a little funk groove to it with synthesizers, and but still in the jazz tradition. So the blending of styles is very much there, i.e. the hybrids. So, and we've got Patrice Rushen on it. We've got Beasley. We've got Terrellyn Carrington playing. We've got Yaron Israel. We've got lots and lots of great players, and we're really, really excited about this project.
You know, Gabrielle, I have to say this because, you know, we have certainly enjoyed Angel Eyes and Traveling Light and Until We Love, and I could go on with the songs on the CDs that you've done. We've all loved your voice. As a matter of fact, before we go any further, let me just make note that Linda Pennington, Tracy Hamlin, and your brother Tony Bunn said to say hello.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Tony. Hello, you guys. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us. Yay.
Oh, yes. Yes. They do send a lot of love. Tracy reminded me that she made mention on her first CD the power of your inspiration on her life and career, and she really reveres you. Yeah.
Bless her heart. Thank you so much, Tracy. I love Tracy's voice. I love it to pieces. I love her spirit to pieces. She's one of our great singers from Baltimore who has gone out into the world and just represented, you know. And so if I'm a part of that, you know, then if I inspired any of that, I'm blessed and honored.
Well, and there's a whole lot more, and Tracy can vouch for this, how many women, and it's so important to inspire other women, because for so long we have had the notion, and whatever the circumstances are, whether men enjoy the idea of pitting women one against the other, which is absurd, but this notion that females are in competition. And the fact of the matter is, you know this, Gabby, because of the very nature of spiritual tapestry. We are all created with these certain kinds of gifts, and everyone's gift is so vastly different, which is so beautiful.
That's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. And you know, when you have the right people together, you can share and you can create something really, really wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, this usually doesn't happen so early. It's 5 minutes in, and already there's a call. Would you like me to take this call?
Let's have it.
Okay. It's a 407 area code. Enter and sign in, please. Hello?
Hi. Hello?
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 Hi, who is this?
I'm an old friend of Gabby's. My name is Larry McCray.
Oh, wow!
Oh, Larry! Great bassist. Yes, yes!
I couldn't
Larry,
resist.
Hi, Larry, how are you?
I'm fine, dear. How are you doing?
I am really, really well. This brother played with Roberta Flack. He was in Roberta's group, actually, when I joined Roberta's group. And he is one of the great bassists out there. He can just lay down a groove like nobody can. It's fabulous. And I'm just so glad to hear your voice. Yeah.
Well,
aww, Larry.
Thank you for all that. I couldn't resist the opportunity. I tuned in and I saw, well, you can call in and speak to the host, so I had to call in and surprise you.
That's
yay.
Nice.
It's a lovely surprise. My day's been made.
And Larry, it's
oh,
so
yeah.
good to... You've got a yes. smile in your voice, so that's much appreciated, too.
yeah, I try to smile as much as I can. But this is another surprise for Gabby. I spent the week last week with Dennis.
Dennis Collins. Oh, great. Yeah.
Yes.
And our friend Dennis is singing with the Rascals, and I heard them when they were here in Boston, and they were amazing, just absolutely amazing. And speaking of Larry and Roberta Flack and Dennis Collins, the great thing about working with her is that she tends to have a very spiritual group. So we all prayed before we would go on stage, and
lovely.
It was just a very loving and organic group. It was a wonderful group to be in. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
And then we brought the funk.
Wow. Then we brought the funk,
opening for Miles Davis and people like that, you know.
Oh,
and we've got
yes.
stories that we won't share at this moment, but we but
we cannot share those. Those will stay private.
Right.
Boy, there's a book in the making here.
It'll be written in my tell-all book when I get
that's
around
it,
to
that's
it.
That's it.
No, that
will
oh, not be
glad
published.
To hear your voice.
You cannot publish that stuff.
Oh, Larry! Gosh, you sound a little worried.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. But anyway,
that's
it was
so
a great,
cool.
great experience. And you know, the good thing about being in Roberta's group is that even at that time, we, you know, in addition to doing all of her music, we would do gigs in churches where we would sing spirituals, you know.
Oh,
and so as
gosh.
I was putting this CD together, I was taking various spirituals and arranging them, and then one day I sat down and thought, wow, I know far more spirituals than I even thought I did. And then I started thinking of, well, where did I learn this one? Where did I learn that one? And, you know, and I learned a lot of them when I was coming through high school in Baltimore. But then others I learned when I was on the road, when I was working with Roberta Flack. And so I'm just putting all of those things together and adding a new sort of jazz twist to it. So I hope
love
everyone
it.
And will enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No doubt. Oh, my gosh, no doubt.
Well, ladies, I'm going to let y'all go ahead
out,
and
Larry,
talk.
Get ready.
I really enjoy
out.
This. Gabby, I'm very, very happy for you, and hopefully I'll see you very, very soon.
I hope to see you soon, too. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. See you. You're
all
welcome.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What a sweetheart for doing that. Yay.
Great energy all around.
You are so loved, and you actually answered the question, because certainly I know you well enough to know why you would do a project like this, Gabby. But, you know, you've had so much experience along the way just from the it's so comical. You mentioned these names. You're just so used to working with people who love you and who you love. You just mentioned Patrice Rushen and Walter Beasley and Terry Lynn Carrington. They don't want to be involved with any other projects other than something that they value, because they've put so much into their careers. You've worked with Roberta and worked closely. You've worked with Chaka Khan. You've picked up so much along the way, and everything that you've tackled, that you've partnered with, has absolutely excelled because of your artistry. So why this particular project at this time? Was it important to have Spiritual Tapestry out now in 2013?
Well, you know, I think it was divine intervention. I received a grant to do a special project in Hawaii in 2011. And something that I had always been thinking about was to do spirituals, but, you know, with different treatments. And I said, well, this is a perfect opportunity to do this. And so when we were in Hawaii, we recorded, I think, eight or nine songs. And then when I got in my application process for the grant, is that I would also be doing some of the recording in Boston. Well, Patrice happens to be one of the ambassadors for Berkeley. She comes back and forth from the West Coast and does workshops with the students and the faculty, you know, two or three times a semester. And it happened that one day I walked into my office, and a friend of mine said, I have a surprise for you. And I walked in, and here's Patrice. She's like, oh, so we started screaming. Now, mind you, I've known her for 20 years. I met her on the road in Japan when I was working with Roberta Flack. And so our paths have crossed over the past 20 years in different ways. And this was, you know, another situation where we're coming full circle. I said, well, I'm working on this project. I just want your opinion on it. Would you listen to this particular song? And she heard Steal Away. And mind you, Patrice doesn't like something because I've seen it happen. It's a scary thing. I said, what do you think, you know? And I was thinking, oh, Lord, I hope she likes this, you know. And, you know, and if something's not happening, I certainly want, you know, some input, too, as to how it can make it better. But she stood there, and she looked at me. She paused for a second. She said, this is absolutely beautiful, you know.
Ooh.
And I was like, wow, you know. You know? I mean, that was such an incredible compliment from her, you know. And then she said, well, have you finished the project? What are you doing? I said, well, I've got one more song I'm working on, and we're about to do some more work this week. And so what are you doing, you know, and what are you doing tomorrow or the day after? So we arranged some studio time, and we recorded one of the songs, actually, the next day or the day after, and it turned out really well, but it needed some tweaking. So fast forward to a year later, this speaks to all of our dedication to this project. the day after the Boston bombing, and this was really deep, the day after the bombing, we were supposed to go into the studio and do another song and add some tweaking to the song that we had previously recorded, and the city was shut down. And I said, well, I called her. I said, well, you know, I don't think this is going to happen. I said, we can wait, you know, for, you know, a few more hours and see if things open up and they catch these guys and we can all go out and do what we're supposed to be doing today. But, you know, just so you know, maybe we should wait for another time. She said, no, let's just keep the studio on hold, and, you know, if they can open up the time, let's see if we can do it later. I said, you sure about that? She was like, yeah. So then, you know, hours go by, and we're still sitting around watching TV, twiddling our thumbs. I'm in one part of the city. She's in another. It's closer to the studio. And so finally around 5 o'clock, you know, I was just about to give up and call her and say, well, this is not going to happen. They, you know, they lifted the curfew. They found, you know, the Chernayev brother, and they apprehended and so on and so forth. And the city was like a ghost town. You know, I'm going out, driving into this section of town where almost where the thing had happened, where the bombing had happened the week before, I mean, a couple of days before, and one of the brothers had been shot, whatever. And so it was really scary and spooky, and in part of my mind, I'm thinking, I must be crazy to do this. And but something was leading me. This is why I said it's divine intervention, you know, because
yes.
So many times I said, maybe this is not supposed to happen. Anyway, things kept happening that day. You know, the studio, the guy was supposed to let us in the studio wasn't there, and then we had to wait to get in. Da, da, da. But we were, first of all, we were interested in doing the project, and we were tired of sitting around just feeling stressed out. So we said, let's expend this energy in a really positive way. We got in the studio and laid down the tracks, and we've got some great tracks based on that. But it was a process.
That is some story. Woo!
Yeah.
Because, we all watched that unfold, and we just, you know what, honest to gosh, I think the world fell in love with Boston all over again, or maybe anew, just because of the strength of character that we saw during those times. You'll never forget that experience, because that's pretty cool of Patrice to say, let's do this anyway.
Mm-mm.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
You know, it's imprinted on the, it's, you know, it's an imprint on the CD, and a really heavy and serious imprint, a great one on the CD. And I was just saying, I was just telling my, you know, friend of mine about, actually a bassist who's on the CD, Ron Reed, about that. And he said, well, I hope you're going to put that in the liner notes, because that's an incredible backstory. So we're working on that now.
Well, you know what, Gabby? Honestly, that's clearly God being triumphant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, when you're led to do something and you're trying to figure out why you're doing it and you've got every possible obstacle in the way. I mean, there's never been a time where Boston rather has been bombed, you know, certainly New York City, and that was horrific as well, you know. And we were just, you know, we were all stunned, you know, and for weeks, and we still feel it, you know. But I mean, you know, everything pointed to us not doing that. And so when you can move through something like that and still accomplish your goal, it has to be, you know, a greater force, and you know, it was driven by God, you know.
There's no question about it. Ooh, that is a beautiful story. And look, you've talked about Steal Away, and first of all, I'm dying to play it. While I'm playing it, why don't you email me with that other number that we talked about so I can call you on that number? And then I'll check the email for the other little gift that's supposed to be there.
Okay, we'll do that.
So Steal Away is the single, correct?
Yes. It is. It's out now. It's on Amazon. It's on CD Baby. You can get it today.
I love it. Well, look,
yay.
for those folks who need the hunger to be sated or satiated, whatever the correct word is there that we're looking for, this is going to do it. If you are seeking a sort of spiritual anchor for yourself today, here it is from Gabrielle Goodman, Steal Away. On Hybrid Jazz. Feast your ears.
Hybrid.
There is a place that I dream of when I close my eyes. A place beyond all the stars and far beyond the skies. A place where and tranquility always abide. I want to go
everybody. Woo! Man, that's good stuff. Gabrielle Goodman. Oh, my gosh. That's some beautiful anointing right there, lady.
Thank
Let me tell you.
Thank you.
You feel it, don't you? You feel it.
Well, I was just trying to do something very different with it, and a lot of the songs were those songs are very simple in terms of the chord changes. So I sat down a couple of times and said, how different can I make this from the original? And I added I added an intro to it, a prelude to it that does not exist anywhere. And completely reworked the changes. And then the pianist, Yuri Nedoma, who's from the Ukraine, was playing, and he said, well, why don't we put Someday We'll All Be Free at the end? He just started playing, and I was like, oh, man, we've got to add this, you know. So it was a collaborative effort in terms of just adding bits and pieces of different songs and, you know, adding something really new to it, you know. And that was, I have to say, another thing that I learned when I was working with Roberta Flack. She would take old songs and say, well, you know, this has been done like this, but let's put like a Duke Ellington song or something, you know. Let's add a hip-hop beat to it, you know, or something different. And so I began to look at music in different ways, not only, you know, doing something in the traditional way, but also just taking it and turning it inside out and trying to find different ways of performing it and arranging it.
Well, we have some folks in the chat room, and you really got BJ in California. She said, oh, it's beautiful. So, look.
Yay! Thank you.
We used to learn in radio back in the day when I first started out. My God, I sound like I'm ancient when I say that. But we always used to hear that
back
if one person, yes, back in the day, if one person says a yay or even a nay, that's like 100 people saying the same thing. So I think that you'll be all right, Gabby.
Yay. Yay. That's a good
this
thing.
It is, and it's so cool. I mean, I can't wait to hear the absolute entirety of the CD because it just it feels like perfect timing for it. That's what I'm trying to think of. It's perfect timing because we're going into the holiday season like a train out of control.
Well, fortunately, they've opened the government back up.
Yes. Oh, my God, please. And then this farm bill that's going to get voted on in the next couple of days, we really have to be in deep prayer because of that. So we don't want anyone to suffer any more than they have suffered, for goodness sake. So this particular project is like aloe for wounds right now.
Thank you.
That is the truth,
so there's some
for
really
sure.
Quiet moments, huh?
That's the truth.
Well, I just hope that it will soothe someone's spirit and, you know, cause someone to be comforted or, you know, be able to reflect on positive things. And we have a couple of tracks that will make you dance as well.
Oh, that's nice. Yay.
Yeah, Heaven. I think I was talking to you about, I sent you something about that. And that's got a little, it's like a tip of a hat to New Orleans. It's got a little New Orleans type beat to it. And then it goes into slightly into like a Parliament groove at the end.
Wow.
You describe it. You just have to hear it. And Terry Lynn is just laying it out. I mean, she is just laying the groove out on that song, you know. So.
As is the usual case for Terry Lynn, you know, because this is what she was born to do, laying out the grooves.
absolutely. Laying out the groove. Yep.
Well, you know what, Gabby? We have another caller on the line. Would you like to take another call?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. This is a 703 area code. Enter. This is Hybrid Jazz. Hello.
Hello, this is Tracy Hamlin. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Hey, girl.
Gabrielle, oh my gosh, how are you? I just had to call in to say congratulations to you for all of your many accomplishments, and congrats to you for your new song, Steal Away. Of course, you know I'll be buying it because I have everything that you have ever released. But I especially wanted to just call in to say thank you for inspiring me as a singer. I'm not sure if you remember the first time we met. I was probably 12 or 13, and you were going to school with all of the musicians in the band that I was playing with, and they brought you in, and I just thought, oh, my goodness.
Yes, is that true?
We were, I want to say it was Billy Mason's basement, and I was singing in Mr. Pope's band. He was my music teacher from Green Springs. And Kevin Askins was there, and Orlando Tucker and Dwayne Reeser, all those guys. And I just thought, who is this chica that just came in here? And, you know, you just made me go home and say, I got a lot of homework to do, from the way that I dress to the way that I carry myself to my
clothes.
And so you have just inspired me beyond words, and I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Still trying to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, thank you.
That's so cool.
I didn't even know what to say to that. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Oh, you are
cool. Oh, my God.
As a matter of fact, you sang Inseparable. So it was
many
years ago, but I was a little, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is what I have to do. I got to get to work.
Oh, my God.
So
thank you.
Well,
well,
Gabby,
you
had no idea. This is turning into Ralph Edwards. This is your life, isn't it?
I'm like, oh, my God, this is my life, you know? But I didn't know that we went back. I thought that we went back to our 20s. I had no idea.
Yeah, I was in that. I remember when they brought you down. And, yeah, that was an amazing moment for me because, of course, I had been hearing about you from them forever. So when you finally came, I was like, wow. That's her. Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding?
Wow, that's her.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my God.
So
thank you.
I have been following you, and you've been doing great things. I was like, look at her. She sounds fantastic. She looks fantastic.
Oh, thank
you. You're doing it, girl.
Thank you. And, you know, I remember I performed in Boston for a festival. This was maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago. And somebody came to me and said, Gabrielle Goodman was here. She couldn't stay, but she said, you put it down for Baltimore.
Yeah,
so
put it down. You got to represent, you know.
Put it down for Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, we've gone off to different places, but, you know, we're still representing, you know.
Absolutely.
We're still Baltimore girls at heart, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Understood.
So,
yep.
I'm gonna continue to enjoy the rest of this interview, but I just had to say congrats and thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Bless your heart.
All right, and darling Trish, I have a gift for you, so I'll chat with you later.
Oh, my. Okay, then.
All right, now.
We will.
All right.
All right. Well, you guys have a great afternoon.
You
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Tracy.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Listen, I'm telling you, this doesn't usually happen, Gabrielle, when there are folks who are adamant about making sure you know how important you are to them. Uh-huh. Usually we can go through a whole show, but people are just compelled to let you know that you're inspiring in so many ways. God knows what your students think of you. Are you enjoying? This is so beautiful. You are at Berkeley. And you've got how many students, do you surmise?
Oh, my God. I feel like a mother with 1,000. I don't know. I've got a lot of students. I know I have probably generally every semester I have at least like 19 to 21 private students, something like that.
Oh,
so
whoa.
It's a lot. And then I have two classes, you know, I have an improv class and another class on sort of artistry, you know, and that involves the total artistry. It's called Artist Inquiry. So, and my schedule rotates, you know. So some semesters I teach recording ensembles, basically teaching singers how to, you know, navigate, not engineering, mind you, but how to navigate, you know, and arrange things for themselves in the studio, you know, producing, basically, pulling the right musicians together, making sure you have the right chart, making sure your song's in the right key for you, and sometimes going through the songwriting process with the singers too. So it's a lot, but I really, 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 really love it. Yeah, it's great.
And Tracy mentioned an important thing. We were just talking about this the other day with Teresa Grayson, who's based out of Texas and is a fabulous saxophonist. And, you know, we can't really say enough, Gabby, about this, because you have always presented yourself as a lady. And that doesn't escape notice. Because look at the influence of Tracy. She took note of that, and you have always portrayed yourself to be the kind of woman that men and women gravitate to, because men don't say enough about this, but we hear this all the time in private conversation. Men are drawn to that because in the semblance of how you depict yourself, they can actually relax and see the artistry that you have as opposed to anything else that flashes in front of them.
Watch out.
It is so important because, you know, people have just too much in the way of distraction these days.
They just
and
promote
we,
the booty, child. Just promote the booty.
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. It's just all over the place.
Yeah. It is. You know, I was talking to somebody about that yesterday, and we were talking about the next generation, and we're talking about our students at Berkeley and trying to just be a positive influence on them in the face of your Miley Cyruses. You know, and she, and there's actually some talent underneath that, you know.
Yes.
And she started
yes.
off with talent, and all of a sudden she's descended into this place where you go, what is, and I know I sound like an old fogey, but you go, what is she doing? Look, girl, what is your mother?
Meanwhile, hey, listen, the mother loves it. Her mom loves it.
Well, God love her, you know, that's all I can say. And, you know, and you know, there's nothing wrong with being sensual and coming into your sexuality, and because that's a part of our lives, you know, as human beings. But there's a way to do it, you know. It's like, come on, folks, you know. Do we want to be that graphic? I don't know, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, you talk to some people like Simon Cowell, and he thinks that she's a genius as far as marketing. Here's the thing. We can't even take a person like Miley Cyrus seriously because she's so young. I don't even consider her sexual. I just think of her as a little kid who's just trying to brandish the sword, you know?
Right.
It's
she's
her
trying
way
to get rid of the Hannah Montana image. You know, I understand that, but, you know. She's got to be extreme.
I know. And it's just at this point, because we're all still talking about it, it's almost beyond comical.
Well, you know, if she wanted to get people talking about her, she succeeded in that, you know.
That is exactly it. And you, forget about Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus. You sent me in the past 10 minutes a song, and guess what? While you and Tracy were talking, I was actually able to download the song.
I'm so glad.
I am too, because
I'm Hannah Montana for that.
Yeah, that's it. You are high on this song, and I've never heard this heaven song before. So this is going to be a treat. Ooh.
Yeah.
So you wanted to include this because of the tempo of the song and because it has that New Orleans feel, and you just wanted to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, didn't you?
Yeah, just a joyful noise unto the Lord and just share, you know. And it's the kind of song that will put a smile on your face, and it's just fun. It's a really fun song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, let's hear it. Yeah. This is our guest, the multi-talented Gabrielle Goodman, Heaven, from the forthcoming Spiritual Tapestry CD on Hybrid Jazz.
Ooh, yeah. I,
my gosh, I have chills. Gabrielle Goodman, heaven from Spiritual Tapestry, coming to your stores soon and online. Lady, let me tell you, whoa, do you know that is the same kind of feeling I had when recently I went to YouTube to celebrate Mahalia Jackson's birthday and listen to her?
All right, thank you.
That is the truth. There is something that you do. You almost cannot teach what you are able to do because you wrap yourself around a song at one point because you've got the technique down. You've already got that down. So you allow yourself to wrap around a song and let it overpower you, and then that power gets transmitted so readily. I still have chills in my legs.
Thank you.
Man. That's good
Thank
stuff.
You.
That's like having vitamin A and vitamin D all wrapped up in one little pill.
Yay, the vitamins.
Spiritual vitamins. Whoa. That's no wonder
you
wanted us to hear that song, and it just put a fire in our arse where we needed to have it. So there.
Thank you so much. So glad you enjoyed it.
I really am. Now, you know, you sent me another song, and I'll wind out the interview. And I know, look, you've got to tell me when you need to leave us, because I'm very mindful of your time there in the Big B, Boston Strong.
Oh, okay. Well, I got probably 2 or 3 more minutes. Ah!
Okay. Well, here's the thing. This is the important thing to know about Gabrielle Goodman, because you have such a wealth of power and talent behind you. What was your first inspiration to make you want to sing and share your gift?
My goodness. It's going to sound really, the very first one?
Yeah.
The very first inspiration was probably when I was a little kid and I was singing the music from The Sound of Music when I was in camp.
Whoa.
And I just wanted to be, I wanted to sing, the hills are alive, you know. And so I wanted to be that person at that time. But then the larger sort of fire that was created in me was the first time I went to church and I heard my church's new gospel choir at that time. And then when I heard them, I thought, because we grew up Catholic and, you know, they weren't doing a whole lot of gospel at that time. I won't tell you how old I am and how long ago that was. Anyway, they were doing these shout songs, you know, which we had not heard, you know, except for when we would go to my mother's best friend's Baptist church. And then I thought, oh, my God, we have this here. I have to be a part of this. I have to start doing this. So that was when the real fire began. And I, you know, somewhere between the ages of 4 and 11 and, you know, but that was when I knew I absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt had to be a singer and had to sing, you know, spiritual music as well as jazz and the other kinds of R&B music, all the other styles that I sing. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of people who can attest that once you partnered with them on stage, we could talk about Mary J. Blige. We could talk about Patti LaBelle. We could talk about all the folks who have been on your CDs. And you've had a lot of influence on people, as much as you might think that the opposite was true. So I just want to thank you for all of them, because you're continuing to just be the anointed being that you are, Gabrielle. Honestly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Trish. I appreciate it. And I appreciate being here with you and your energy and all of your positivity. It's wonderful.
Well, listen, we're not done, because when this CD comes out, we're probably going to get a whole lot of people who want to say something about you all over again. So we'll just have to have a little homage to Gabby Goodman Day here on Hyper Jazz.
And I'm coming to Baltimore in February, so I hope we can do something then, just to let everybody know where we're going to be. We'll be doing, we're going to be at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum in February, and we'll be doing performing songs from this CD and also from Angel Eyes and some of the other works that we've done. And so it's going to be a great mixture of music at that time. We'll be selling all kinds of CDs, this one and my previous CDs as well. So we hope you'll come out then. But there'll be more on that later. Just to let you know, we're coming.
That's great. So is this going to be sometime around Valentine's Day? Because that would be the ultimate Valentine's date, that's for sure.
I think it's after. I think it's the third. Oh my God, I don't have the date in front of me.
That's okay.
But
that's okay. February.
Yeah, it's the last week
good.
Of February, I believe. Yeah.
Well, it's like National Heart Month. So if you want to get your heart racing in the right way, you need to see this lady in concert. Woo!
Yay.
And I'll bet you Joy Hall is probably over the moon because Joy works at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. So. You know, we'll have to talk about that, and we'll make sure that we're there to greet you in person, that's for sure.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, we Joy and I have been talking. We have worked this thing out, so this is great. Yeah.
I bet you have.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
great. Well, I know that you said a couple of minutes ago that you had a couple of minutes, so I'll let you go, Gabby. Thank you so much for your time. We are looking forward to Spiritual Tapestry. And you know that not only are we going to play Deep River now, but we're going to play songs from the past later on during the show, too.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Trish. I really appreciate it. And a big hello to Baltimore and the surrounding areas. Thank you, guys.
Well, you are the absolute pride and joy of Baltimore, and we can't wait for you to come on back home, girl. So
ooh,
there.
Yay.
You have a wonderful day, and again, thanks, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gabby. Bye-bye. Gabrielle Goodman, oh, my gosh, such a pleasure. Let's do another track, shall we, from this. Oh, can I just say? How much we're anticipating this CD, Spiritual Tapestry, that will be available later on in November, and we'll keep you abreast of when the specifics are so you can get a hold of that. You can get a hold of Steal Away right now, and we'll tell you exactly where, because there's a couple of different places. This is Deep River, also from the CD on Hyper Jazz. Jordan, hold on to one.
This is Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. can't say enough about Gerald Clayton on this show. Oh, my gosh. One of those treasured souls, honestly, wise beyond his years. He was on Hybrid Jazz some months ago, and that vibe that he has is so special. And then that spirit is conveyed in those fingers playing the piano. Oh, my gosh. Whew. From Life Forum, the CD that was out earlier this year, Gerald Clayton, Like Water, with the vocality, if you will, the ambiance of Sachal Vasundhani and Gretchen Parlato. If you're going to have ambiance in the way of vocals, you might as well call on those two, okay? Whew, just beautiful, beautiful accompaniment. Joe Sanders on bass, Dana Stevenson on sax, and Logan Richardson on sax as well on the CD, Justin Brown on drums, and Ambrose Akinmusiri. I wanted to say his name. One has to go get the pronunciation guide before you can say someone's name on trumpet on this CD. It's just, when you have the company that Gerald Clayton has around him that he gravitates to, and he's been doing this for a long time because Dad is John Clayton, who has a legacy involved at this point, you just make sure that you have the amazing skills of those that I just recited to you. This whole work is so bloody incredible. And I'm excited because now I see that there's an opportunity for our friend Chris McNulty to get together with Gerald. Gerald and company are at the One Garetta Jazz and Blues Festival in Australia. Chris is over there, and she's got some stories on Facebook that she has experienced in the past many days. If those two get together and feel any kind of simpatico at all, can't wait for 2014. There's Gerald Clayton right there. Did I wax poetic enough about that young man? Daniel Domage from France. Have a Good Day from his Lost in My Thoughts CD. Out this year as well. Guitarist, arranger, composer, producer, teacher. This is a follow-up to his Patchwork CD in 2009. And Daniel is one of those wonderful creatures that doesn't know enough how talented he is with those fingers that are able to convey that kind of magic. He loved the Beatles when he was a little guy, loved Stevie Wonder, self-taught on guitar. I don't know what they do in southern France. I don't know what they do except maybe drink wine. But the kind of roots that he has dictated that he had to find a way to be able to play music and make himself heard. He got a lot of work early on. He's been doing this for a long time. So when you feel that kind of mastery in your ear, it's just bliss, isn't it? Beige likes that song so much. She's a Southern California gal. He's a Southern French guy. It just stands to reason. We also heard Gabrielle Goodman from her, once again, forthcoming CD that's out in later November. Deep River, the name of that song. Cannot wait to hear the other tracks. Now, remember, we've got Terry Lynn Carrington and Patrice Rushen and Walter Beasley on this CD. And just so you know, Gabrielle is no stranger to working with those folks who gravitate to her because she is first call in every way, shape, or form. You want somebody to enhance your project, you call Gabby Goodman. Here's the folks who can attest to that. Christian McBride, we mentioned other names. Also Gary Bartz, the late, great Mulgrew Miller worked with Gabby, and they had a real connection. So it's just a pleasure to be able to share that kind of music with you, especially when you have that cross-section of spiritual and jazz, the gospel-flavored stuff done a whole new way. It's very exciting.
So is this. Holy cow, we've got a couple of artists here that have local and regional roots. Warren Wolf, David Buck, Roberta Flack, all in a row. When Warren was with us, he mentioned that he had a real kick out of getting this song down because his dad loved the song, and some folks who are a little older than he did always talked about what the song was about. This is from Wolfgang, Warren Wolf's vibraphone effect on Frankie and Johnny on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
beautiful thing to hear a youngin' on a vibraphone, isn't it? Woo, that's so good. Warren Wolf, more about him in a minute. I am intrigued because usually we don't get these calls. You know, it's not that they're not solicited, mind you. It's just that it's always good to know who to expect because you just never know who's on the line. So I'm taking a chance here. 617 area code, you're on Hybrid Jazz. Hello, who is this? Hello?
Oh, hi. I was just calling just to listen to the show.
Oh, okay. you weren't calling to call. You were just calling because you wanted to listen, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, cool. I won't even ask you who you are if you don't want me to ask you. I'll just let you enjoy the show. Are you enjoying the show?
I've only been listening for about 3.5 minutes, but I like what I hear so far.
Okay, well, good. Well, you stay right where you are and continue to listen, and you can report back to me later, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that was cool. Warren Wolf right there, and let us tell you. No, you know what? Let's play a couple of more tunes, and then we'll tell you all there is to know about Warren Wolf these days. I promised you David Buck. He's got a brand new CD called Other World. Let me tell you something. This is a piece of work. Phew. This is Night of Day on Hybrid Jazz.
felt the earth move in my hands, like a trembling heart of a cat.
Oh, I hope you had to hear that song as much as I did today. Just amazed at the breadth and the depth of that lady's career. Roberta Flack. Now, we think that she's 76. Apparently, there is some commotion about exactly when she was born. So 74, 76. But she is a seasoned veteran, as you might know. 1969. First Take, the name of the album. The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. Whoa, such a song. Now, here's the thing. Two pivotal kinds of developments in Roberta Flack's career. We have to take into consideration, of course, that she was born in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Musical parents, raised in Arlington, Virginia. So proficient was she on piano that she was accepted at Howard University as one of the youngest students they've ever had at the age of 15. She became an assistant conductor of the university choir, and apparently the faculty stood up when she took over the creativity for their production of, what was it? Gosh, Aida? I think so. Remarkable. Graduated at 19. Made sure that she was there when her father passed away, take care of family matters. And she was playing in the clubs in D.C. a lot. And one of those wonderful elements in her career was that Les McCann dropped by to see her one night. And he actually said that she tapped me, she trapped me, she made me experience emotions I didn't know that I had. And he wept and decided that she was the future of music. So because of his intervention, Roberta was signed. And then First Take did well. Gracious. It did well for somebody who's a newbie. But then Clint Eastwood heard that song that you just heard, and he thought it would be wonderful if he could get permission to include it in his directorial debut of Play Misty for Me. Well, the rest is history, isn't it? Yeah. This is so cool. Roberta Flack is going to be playing the Blue Note in Japan in December, and then she's going to be with the Nashville Symphony, my Nashville cats, in January. You are going to want to see a legend on stage. Oh, that's going to be so wonderful. There are some other dates. I know that she is slowing up, but when she plays out, it's a remarkable experience. So if you get a chance, please go see Roberta Flack. Ooh, I'm smiling. David Bach, Roberta Flack, David Bach, who also has the Washington, D.C. roots. His brand new CD is called Other World. Really, really remarkable. He's got an updated website at David Bach, just like Johann Sebastian, and that's davidbachmusic.com. You heard Night of Day. And on the particular track that you heard, Eddie Montalvo, we also heard Lorenzo Sanz, David Mark Wells on sax, Al Williams on flute. Who else? He's got it all written out here. Mark Prince, of course. And you'll hear a track from Mark Prince coming up a little bit later on Hybrid Jazz. David Bach is going to be on the show on First Tuesday next week. Yes, so First Tuesday is all about artists calling in during the first hour and telling us about gigs and their new projects and having a ball, and then we'll hear from David. Now, if he wants the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have to change that around, but just know that he'll be with us next week and is one of the more gifted piano people that we know on the planet, for sure. Phew. Warren Wolf on Vibes, Frankie and Johnny from Wolfgang. Warren, in Grammy consideration, yes, if you're a voting member of NARAS, N-A-R-A-S, I always have to make sure I tell you when I say NARAS, because it just sounds funny. Make sure that you look to see who you're voting for, okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. Warren has been a busy, busy young man. He's been with the SF Jazz Collective doing work for them out and about. He's going to be a part of Irene Gelente's birthday celebration coming up this weekend on the 3rd at Twins Jazz in D.C. So he's coming back into the region. And then he's going to be at the Cape May Jazz Festival with Aaron Deal. And that's a big deal. So warrenwolf.com has that all in that information. First thing you see when you go to his website is buy my music. Love him for that. We had a great time on the show. He was actually in the parking lot waiting to get to his barber's. So I appreciate the time that he took. It was cool. Let's see what we have here. Yes, Patrick Yandel. Loved the CD, Soul Grind. You can see and hear the amazing versatility that he has on that guitar. This is something that we didn't hear the day that Patrick visited us a few weeks ago. This is called When Robins Fly on Hybrid Jazz. Enjoy. yeah. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Ever tells you what it's like to love and lose, how it feels to wake up and have breakfast with the blues, how to go on living, how to face another day. No one ever tells you the way. No one ever tells you how it feels to walk alone, listening for those footsteps through the echo of your own. Suddenly it hits you, all those dreams weren't worth a dime, 'cause no one ever tells you in time. Long before the icy winds of winter, autumn tells the swallows time to fly. Why did we pretend till the bitter end, till it broke our heart to say goodbye? No one ever tells you that it's just another flame. No one ever warns you when your heart begins to sing. Someone tells you later all is fair in love and war, but no one ever tells you
really well. Oh, yeah. Well, it's always going to be good if you've got Jackie Ryan in the house. I love this lady so much. JackieRyanMusic.com has the lowdown. Quite a bit to learn about Jackie. She is revered, to say the least, and witness this CD. Listen here. Number one for 4 weeks in a row on the jazz charts. Listen here with John Clayton and Friends. I promised on Facebook earlier that Gerald Clayton would get played twice today, and indeed he did, because he's with his dad on this CD, as are Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Graham Dechter on guitar, Obed Calvert on drums, and Ricky Woodard on sax. These are the caliber of folks that Jackie Ryan finds herself surrounded by, because everybody who is so amazing, wants to work with her because she is so amazing. She is going to be at the Regatta Bar in Boston. Yay, Boston! On the 8th of November. Also, the new San Francisco Jazz Center. She's quite excited about that on the 17th. And then Yoshi's in Oakland on the 18th, a tribute to Mark Murphy. If you have a chance to see her, you will be changed. This is no joke. I've seen her twice now, and each time it's a revelation. She's spent time here on Hybrid Jazz. She knows that she has a standing invitation to come back whenever she wants. She's that kind of lady. No one ever tells you. Man, we could write a book, couldn't we? Let's not go there. Jackie could say a few things about that, too. Hiroshima, J-Town Beat, something brand new from Dan and the crew. This album, we have to say this, they have a particular vibe or a feel or an idea. When the group decides to go into a project, they want to have a certain kind of inspiration. This time around, the inspiration was provided by Dwayne Ibata, who has passed away. He was the person who made the Japan American Theater in Los Angeles, Little Tokyo, a.k.a. J-Town, really thrive. And he was always telling Dan and June that they need to make sure that they are aware of their roots and make sure that they press on with those roots in mind. And Dan really thought deeply about this as he was creating J-Town Beat, and all of these songs are just, what can I say, inspired, honestly. What you heard was Lost in Provence, and Dan has a little story about that. He and June's daughter, they had a big marriage planned, and it was up to Dan, since everybody had the munchies, he said, to go out and find some food. On this particular day, there was a festival, so the roads were closed. And some of the shops were closed. So Dan found himself, not unpleasantly, going round and round on the streets of Provence, and he finally found some food, and of course, it was no doubt delicious, and everybody was happy, but he just thought this was the coolest thing to have this kind of journey jolt him into writing a song. So there you go, Lost in Provence. And he didn't really care, essentially, that he was lost because he knew that his daughter was marrying a good guy. That's what he said. It's pretty cool. They're going to be at Spaghettini's, Spags, in December with Terry Steele on vocals. So if you're in the area of Seal Beach, first of all, lucky you, okay? If you can do it, go see one of the more unbelievably talented bands that has ever collectively played music together, Hiroshima. San Diego-based Patrick Yandel, Soul Grind, is doing so well. Oh, my God, really and truly. Such an exceptional guitarist and so rare to be as humble as he is. When Robins Fly is the name of the track that you heard. Wrote down here a few notes. First of all, if you go to Reverb Nation and look for Patrick Yandel, Yandall, and you see a song called San Diego, a lot of those proceeds, if you download that song and buy it, go to one of his favorite charities, which is always wonderful to be able to pass on. And we can't say this enough. The buzz was about one of his songs that he wrote for Fatburger. This is some time back, called Mr. Fatburger. Well, it's on Fruitvale Station's soundtrack. That movie has such Oscar buzz, it's not even funny. It was out earlier this year, quite a heavy-duty movie, but Mr. Fatburger by Patrick Yandel is in the film and on the soundtrack. I'm pretty sure it's on the soundtrack. Of course, if it's in the film, it would be on the soundtrack, right? Well, not necessarily. We'll look it up. But we'll say it is. just buy Soul Grind, will you? Make sure you support this gentleman who was on the show not that long ago. We're trying to get him at Burke's Jazz, if not this coming year, then next year. So anybody, John Ernesto, we're paging you. Make sure you listen to Patrick Yandel because he'll blow the audiences away, we're quite certain. Let's do something interesting. This will certainly be interesting now because I realize that I'm going to play Dwight Sills in this set. And first of all, some of us overheat when we hear Dwight's guitar. He's in this mix along with Teresa Grayson, who was just on the show. A lot of people listen to that show, too, by the way. Yay, Teresa. And we were going to play Jackie Ryan in this set, but instead we're going to follow the Dwight Sills song with something by Cannonball Adderley that he did back in the late 60s. So the song is intriguing because it's all about Scorpios. So Tony Bunn, if you're listening, here's your song, brother. Love, Sex, and Zodiac, a track from that particular interesting package back then. Starting off with Teresa Grayson and her version of Sarah's Smile from Live to Love on Hyper Jazz.
Thank you. Scorpio, ruled by the planet Pluto, is a water sign. Your sign rules the sexual organs, and your response to sex is indeed warm and passionate. You're one of those strongly interested in sexual gratification with or without love. As a matter of fact, you can hardly conceive of a relationship with a man without getting it on. You must always and will always have a sexual partner. You see, sex is like a meal to you. You must have it as many times as possible. Without sex, Scorpios cannot function properly. They become irritable. As much as you need sex, you also need love. And once you give this to someone, they will be loved for quite some time. And your casual sexual encounters cannot satisfy this need. You become quite unrealistic about anything and everything. Everything becomes easy because you have good control of your emotions, and when you don't get sex, then difficult because those emotions are so deep that you cannot be happy about filling your time with trivial things. You must have the good things, and when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. So let's get it on.
Just like that. Oh, mercy. That was a very short little ode to Scorpios. Mm-hmm. Scorpio and the other side of the song, they each have a little title next to the astrological sign. So this is Back A Town. Not sure of the understanding of why that is named thusly, but it is. Cannonball Adderley on saxophone with Nat Adderley on cornet. Hal Galper on electric piano, Walter Booker on bass, Roy McCurdy on drums, George Duke on clavinet and synthesizer in this work from 1970 that was released in 1974, and Rick Holmes doing the narration, disc jockey from Los Angeles. It would take a disc jockey to figure out what would appeal to the masses. In this particular sense, though, to the men, because it's basically directed toward men so that they can figure out what their ladies are like. Mercy, we could all write stories, actually. Those of us who lived during those times, these particular records, because they were popular for a minute, were put on in the background and adventures did take place. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, Cannonball Adderley, Love, Sex, and the Zodiac, recorded in Berkeley, California in 1970. Love it. We also heard Dwight Sills from 1999 and Easy. That's the name of the CD. The track that you heard was Sliver Moon. That's the song that you hear when you go to his website, which he really doesn't update. It's okay, baby. I understand because you're really always busy. Dwight's one of those guitarists that's always, always on call. And you just heard why. If you seriously, just put it out there on Facebook, want to find a musical hour or two, if you want to go into a zone and just stay there for a while, this is the CD to get. No joke. And it helps to have some of the most amazing musicians, really, on the planet. Sean McCurley on drums, Bill Cantos on keys, sharing those duties with Russ Ferrante, Larry Kimple on bass, Jimmy Haslip on fretless bass, and Dan Higgins on a flute take or two. Just amazing stuff. Dwight Sills is one of the more evolved people on the planet. Not only is he absolutely magical when it comes to those fingers on guitar and has played with everybody and his mama, but one of the most politically astute individuals on Facebook, then, now, or always. He always has a way to articulate his point. He's passionate about his points, and we're so grateful. Dwight, if you have never been told that, we are grateful for you. Phew! So good to know him. Such a buddy. Teresa Grayson from Live to Love, Sarah Smile, the Hall and Oates song from so far back now, I can't even tell you. Oh, my gosh. It's tough to see Daryl and John H., you know? Golly. I was thinking that I got together with T's dad in, when was it? It was like the late 1982 is when we met. We got together in 1983. So there was a time when Hall & Oates were playing in Baltimore, and a group of us went, and they looked so young back then, didn't we all? But it's just real funny to think about the fact that when you see these artists that you have grown up with, essentially, you see a picture and you go, oh, sweet Mary, what happened? And then you don't take a look at yourself in the mirror. It's hysterical. Teresa, working on her PhD, two masters. You've heard her talk about that. She was just on the show. She really had a successful CD release party at Sugar's in Beaumont, Texas. And looks like things are going to be happening for her in a big way because Live to Love is doing quite well. Had to play When Sarah Smiles. When Sarah Smiles. Have to put that S on the end of that word, Trish. Something, again, brand new. Happy to be able to play this for you. Unam, he wanted to do something a little different. Always thinking out of the box, this Frenchman. Telling you, he got together with his beautiful wife, Shannon Kennedy. They were on the show not that long ago. And they wanted to pump up the volume, as it were, about Nevo Dieu. This is the little assembly that you and Shannon have together. Well, Unam thought it would be a pretty cool thing to do another song. He got inspired by Nile Rodgers and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then more contemporary, Daft Punk and Bruno Mars. And he came up with C'est le Funk. I love it on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Get ready.
Hybrid Jazz. From the D.C. area, and man, does he have a large and in charge reputation. No doubt, you just heard why. Had to play that track after the prior songs that we played. It just seemed to stand to reason, and for another especially good reason. Kenny Wesley, first of all, considers himself a soulful nerd. Indeed, if you go to kennywesley.com, you'll find out why. There is something very much like Urkel in how he presents himself, and then when he sings, you don't necessarily have a vision of what you see when you actually go to the website. He's just one of those unique, amazing, and uber-talented people. Rock with you. Didn't he do a great job? Now, the reason why I play this, not only because Trey Ely is on flute, this is from Freedom from last year, the project that Trey did with our friend Matthew Schell. Matthew produced the compilation disc here, and when I say that, I mean that, because there are varied types of music on this disc, much like Victorious, which is the more recent offering from Matthew and company. But Matthew was just married in the past few days. Absolutely gorgeous pictures of he and beautiful Tara. They found this place in Virginia that is just amazing. It's like a vineyard, and it's picture perfect. The photos look like old school, like 1950s kinds of photos. The guys were wearing white jackets with the black bow ties. Just beautiful. Woo! So not congratulations. That's not the right thing to say. Best wishes to Matthew and Tara. We wish you a whole lifelong happiness. And I think that's going to happen to you, because these young people were ready to get married. It's such a nice thing to see. Kenny Wesley. Yeah, right there. And then Tia Fuller we heard right before Kenny and company. That's the cell phone going. I know who it is. Not to worry. We already had our guest in the first hour of the show. Tia Fuller from Angelic Warrior. And that's a song called Royston Rumble that you heard. Royston Rumble, named so because of Shamie Royston, Tia's sister, who plays piano, and Rudy Royston on the drums. That was kicking, wasn't it? Oh, man, it's just so cool. And I'm listening to the song and enjoying it, and I realized that we played three magnificent female saxophone players today, so I'm real happy about that. Tia, of course, saxophonist, composer, arranger. She just did a pretty monumental show on BET, Black Girls Rock. They taped it the other day. It's going to be on the channel BET on the 3rd of November. And actually, I love this. They're going to have a tribute to Queen Latifah and Venus Williams and Patti LaBelle. And included in this amazing lineup of talent that we're playing while the show was being done, and lots of great pictures there, not only on Tia Fuller's Facebook page, but also on Cindy Bradley's, because she was asked to be part of the show too. Yay, Cindy, you got your card. I'm so excited. So if you get a chance to see it on BET, and of course if you miss it, they'll play it over and over again, because that's what the network does, but that's a good thing. Tia Fuller, yes indeed. Oh, and also John Patitucci on bass, part of that lineup of talent. Also on the CD, Angelic Warrior, Mimi Jones and Terry Lynn Carrington and Diane Reeves. Yeah, you need to pick that up. Unam, C'est le Funk, featuring Nivo Dieu, Shannon Kennedy on saxophone, along with you doing his guitar thing that he does so much. And again, drawing inspiration from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Nile Rodgers, Bruno Mars, Daft Punk, and a whole lot of that 80s love. They are so passionate, both of them, Unam and Shannon, about 80s music. And this is the single, C'est le Funk. They wanted to beef it up and make sure folks were aware of what Nivo Dieu does. So if you go to unammusic.com, you'll be able to find out where you can get the single, CD Baby, and iTunes, just so you know. Mastered in Paris, too. We promised you two French guitarists. We just gave them to you, Daniel Dommage earlier and Unam. Woo! Got time for a few songs? We do indeed. Got to play you a classic from 1959. How's about we go back in time to Mingus, Gigi Train, one of the bonus tracks on the LP, not CD back then.
Charles Mingus and a raft of characters with a capital C on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Saturday night, you check the TV guys and pray the black and white can keep you satisfied. Well, she had a yellow hair. She had.
Gabrielle Goodman, Fly Like an Eagle, from her Angel Eyes CD from 2003. I think Steve Miller would be awfully proud. Happy birthday to Lyle Lovett. We just heard from Pontiac, Black and Blue. Lyle's going to be 56 on the 1st of November. Mark Prince from 2008, Rite of Passage from Fraction of Infinity. And Charles Mingus, Mingus A.M. from 1959. We'll see you on Thursday for a really special and different Halloween show with Tom Lorem, a contemporary Christian guitarist on Hybrid Jazz. Thanks to everybody who joined us today. We love you all. Thank you, Gabby Goodman. Woo-hoo! See you on Thursday. Be safe.